What's up, everyone? Welcome to our first official Comic-Con chat at Movies.com. We're going to be doing a series of podcasts from 2012 San Diego Comic-Con on just everything, from the panels to the costumes to the toys to everything and anything that's going on at Comic-Con. We want to bring it to you. We want to do these short podcasts sort of in the line of the movies chats that we've been doing. These are going to be 15 to 20-minute conversations about what's happening at Comic-Con. Today with me, to start things off, and to talk about the most anticipated at Comic-Con, I have Derek Dean. He is a movie reporter for Fandango, and we're actually recording in the Fandango offices before we go down to San Diego. What's up, Derek?
Hello, everybody.
So we wanted to sort of do a general, the most anticipated films at Comic-Con. Derek has some stats. We did a poll on Fandango, asking readers what their most anticipated are. Derek and I will tell you what our most anticipated are, and then we'll go from there. So, Derek, why don't you start off by telling us what the readers think is the most anticipated films that are going to be at Comic-Con this year?
Okay. Well, I mean, it's not that much of a surprise, really. You know, the big movies, The Hobbit, Iron Man 3, Twilight, and Man of Steel, because nobody really has any idea what that movie's going to be about or what they're going to present. So those four movies are the main, most anticipated movies, I guess.
It's interesting. I'm looking at this page, and according to what I'm seeing, The Hobbit is the most anticipated film. Is it at 30.2% with Iron Man 3 second, and the Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2, third.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. Well, and it's interesting, too, because Iron Man actually leaped out ahead because everybody knew it was Marvel, and Twilight was in second place for a little while. And I think overnight, as the blog and the poll got picked up by Twilight sites, that number started to jump up a little bit. And it's the same thing, actually, with The Hobbit. I think a lot of Hobbit fan sites started to pick up the poll and it started to spread through Twitter. And
yeah, I just find that interesting. I think that that folks are anticipating The Hobbit the most out of you know, and you have a Superman film, which is in fourth place here. I think that's interesting. And I think because people haven't seen a lot from Man of Steel, that's why we're not seeing it. So, I mean, and then we're looking at this list after, you know, you have those four clear films, Man of Steel, you know, Hobbit, Iron Man, Twilight, Man of Steel, those four are clear in the lead. And then after that, we kind of drop down. I think we drop down considerably. And I think we're at Django Unchained, the Quentin Tarantino film, which you know, we'll get to it. But I think that's my most anticipated panel. And then you're looking at, what is it, Oz the Great and Powerful, the Sam Raimi's Wizard of Oz prequel. You're looking at Wreck-It Ralph, The Expendables 2, which these are all sort of in the Elysium, the Neil Blomkamp District 9 follow-up. These are kind of all in the same realm of what the fans are looking for. But let's talk about what our personal most anticipated are. Let's do top three so we don't spend all day here, because there are a lot of films. As much as people say that Comic-Con is getting slimmer, and I think to a certain degree this year it is slimmer, there's still a lot to look forward to. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, yeah, even though TV is taking over pretty much Friday, there's still a lot, especially on Saturday, where movies kind of come back, and there's a lot to look forward to.
Saturday, you know, if you're not that familiar with the schedule, I know you're familiar with what a lot of the films that are playing there, but for the people that are covering it, let me just tell you, Saturday is people are saying it's the day from hell in terms of covering. It's going to be a really fun day, but I mean, if you're sitting in Hall H, and Hall H, for those who aren't familiar with Comic-Con, all of the biggest television shows and the biggest films have presentations in Hall H. I think it could fit something like 6,000 people in there, and they retrofit it with the 3D, and this is where all of the big Comic-Con stuff happens. And so if you hear people saying Hall H this, Hall H that, that's why the big stuff is in there. You know, on the TV side, I think Game of Thrones is in there this year, The Walking Dead, and then all of the films that we're mentioning are in Hall H. The only film that we didn't mention that's not in Hall H is M. Night Shyamalan's After Earth, which has a panel outside of Hall H that doesn't have any of the stars. It doesn't have M. Night on it. It has some other people like the screenwriter, Gary Whitta, some behind-the-scenes production people. That's the only one that's the only big upcoming film that's not in Hall H. So let's talk most anticipated. Your number one film that you are looking forward to the most at Comic-Con is?
Iron Man 3 and Marvel. Well, that whole panel, actually. Interesting to see, because they didn't really expand on what they're going to have there. We do have that buzz about Guardians of the Galaxy being that second movie in 2014, but we don't know that for sure. And so we'll get that confirmation on Saturday evening. And then who knows who's going to show up for Iron Man 3. So, I mean, that whole anticipation of wondering who's going to be there and what's going to happen. Yeah,
it's like, what's Marvel going to announce? I think everybody thinks they're going to announce Guardians of the Galaxy as that mystery film. Are they going to announce Ant-Man? Are they going to say anything about the Avengers sequel? Are we going to get any of that stuff? You know, it is kind of saving the best for last. This is the last panel on Saturday. Marvel likes to be the last panel on Saturday because they like to do some big stuff. I think one of the more memorable panels in Comic-Con years past is the panel where they brought out the entire Avengers cast, and there's that iconic photo that you of the whole cast on stage. And so Marvel likes to do this, and they know how critical that photo op was to them, and they're going to want to beat that in some way. They're going to want to be the talk of Comic-Con. So I think we're going to see some stuff from Iron Man 3. I don't know how much footage we're going to see. They just started shooting this, so I think maybe we'll see some art from it. Maybe we'll see one scene from it, but we're not going to see any kind of big special effects sizzle reels from this film. I think the big talk of this panel is going to be what Marvel announces and who is there when they announce it. Do you agree?
Yeah, and it's all about going into phase two and what their plans are. That's pretty much going to take up that 1 hour session. So, yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see where they go with it. It's, I mean, Avengers is, what, number three now all time. So, I mean, where they go and how they build off of that, it's going to be kind of interesting to see.
Yeah, my most anticipated, I think, is Django Unchained. Because not so much, I mean, look, we've seen a trailer for the film, we've seen photos, we sort of get a sense for what the film is going to be, but this is Quentin Tarantino's first Comic-Con, I believe. Is it? I believe it's or... Okay, so it might be his second Comic-Con. But regardless of which Comic-Con this is for him, he is such a personality. And one of the things that I like to see at Comic-Con is when they have these panels that you wouldn't really necessarily expect the film to be there. Like last year, there was a panel for Drive and Don't Be Afraid of the Dark that was like my favorite panel because they had these really great conversation between Guillermo del Toro and Nicholas Winding Refn. And I feel like, and then Francis Ford Coppola had this really weird panel for Twixt. But those are the panels that you remember, I think, for me at least. Those are the panels I like to sit through and I really enjoy, you know, because then you get these panels where it's just like marketing, 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 you know, marketing, marketing. But I really look for some engaging conversation, and I feel like we're going to get that from Django. I know that a lot of the cast is going to be there. I don't think DiCaprio is going to be there, but Jamie Foxx is going to be there. Kerry Washington, Christoph Waltz will all be there, along with Tarantino. And I just imagine Tarantino, every other word out of his mouth is going to be F this, F that, crazy. And he's going to talk about what inspired the film and the films that you should go back and watch before you see Django. And I feel like that is a panel that you have to be at to see.
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, I imagine that panel is going to be dominated like 80% by Tarantino.
Oh yeah, he's not gonna show up. I mean, you know, I want to see what questions the audience has for Tarantino, and that's something that I'm really looking forward to. Number two on your list is,
You know, I mean, I was gonna say The Hobbit, but I mean, we've kind of already seen what The Hobbit has to offer, so I'm gonna say Man of Steel. Kind of going on that whole comic book theme still, but like we mentioned before, just because we haven't seen anything, and I'm just kind of curious to see what kind of tone that movie takes, and also to see how Zack Snyder kind of rebounds from Sucker Punch. You know, is it going to be another one of those type of, you know, CGI crazy type of movies, or is he going to, you know, have some kind of story, you know, like 300 or Watchmen? You know, it's...
Yeah, Man of Steel is my number two anticipated too. I think also because this is a huge film. I mean, with Dark Knight Rises ending, Christopher Nolan's Batman franchise ending, for Warner Brothers, who's starting to now embark on their big, you know, DC comics to kind of compete with Marvel, this is going to be their first big film. And it's huge, you know. Superman Returns didn't do very well. Superman is a tough character, especially in this day and age, to put up on the big screen. And fans are just very critical, and they're very critical of Zack Snyder. And I, you know, as much as Comic-Con loves Zack Snyder, I think everyone is itching to see something from Man of Steel. When Warner Brothers is being very careful about how they kind of roll this out, you're not going to see you're not going to see any interviews really on Man of Steel, because they don't want to kind of get that out yet. So it's going to be the panel, and it's going to be whatever they show us. I would hope that there's footage. I would also love to hear some of the music, but they're probably not going to have that yet. I would love to hear what Zimmer is going to do with the music. So that I think is probably the most important panel at Comic-Con, is this Man of Steel panel, only because of not only is it important for Warner Brothers, but it's important for, you know, comic book movies, superhero movies going forward. And I just think that is the film that's got the most on the line at Comic-Con. And so that, you know, we anticipate the hell out of it. You agree?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, if that panel and if whatever footage they show even gets a lukewarm response, it's pretty much coffins for that thing, for that film.
It's gonna be rough. It's gonna be rough for them to redeem it, and but they're gonna have time. They have time to redeem it and go for it. Number three on your list, we're doing our top three most anticipated at Comic-Con. Number three for Derek is,
I'm gonna go with one that fans aren't really voting for, and it's Sam Raimi's Oz.
It's an interesting pick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Sam Raimi and Comic-Con kind of go together. You know, I mean, it's an interesting to see what he does with this Wizard of Oz prequel. We've got the teaser poster that came out. It's gorgeous. And, you know, I mean, it'll be interesting to see if there's any footage that emulates that poster. And just kind of what, like I said, the same thing with Man of Steel, what the tone is and what the story is and, you know, how James Franco is in it and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, I agree. My number three, skipping Marvel, skipping Silent Hill Revelation. as much as I want to see Arnold and Sylvester Stallone kind of go off on each other on the Expendables 2 panel, my third most anticipated is Elysium. I think that's how you pronounce it. Elysium is the Neil Blomkamp film. Neil Blomkamp is the director behind District 9. This is his next film, and we don't know much about it. We know that Matt Damon is a badass in it, and that's about it. And so I am really looking forward to not only learning more about this film, but seeing footage from it. I'm a fan of Neil Blomkamp. I'm a fan of District 9. I felt like District 9 was kind of came in a summer, towards the end of that summer, and I remember it was just like this smart summer blockbuster. And that's what I really loved about that film, and I feel like this is, you know, could be another one of those films, because you don't get a lot of those smart summer blockbusters, and I felt like District 9 was one of those, and it seems like this is going along those same lines. I mean, for you, Derek, is this a film that you're looking forward to?
Absolutely. I mean, and you know, you look at the first photo that came out from that, and it has that same sort of District 9 feel to it. Interestingly enough, the panel that precedes that, the Looper panel, is actually also another one of those smart, you know, interesting sci-fi type of movies. So I mean, yeah, Sony's got a nice little panel going on there.
They do have a nice little panel. That Sony panel is on Friday, kind of early evening. It is Total Recall, Remake, Looper, and Elysium. And that should be an interesting panel, certainly for sci-fi fans. Yeah, it's catered for them, and you'll get a lot out of that. Some other films that we haven't mentioned that I'm sure are on both of our lists, Guillermo del Toro's Pacific Rim, his big Monsters vs. Aliens. Quick thoughts on that?
Just Guillermo del Toro, you know, in a huge room with 6,000 people. I mean, he's going to be – he's always an entertaining panelist, so, yeah.
Yeah, I know, and that Tim Burton's Frankenweenie looks fun. Of course, Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2. I mean, I don't know where we're not. I don't know if either of us are really Twilight fans, but it is a big panel that's going to be there. You know, I think so. You know, that's kind of what we're looking at. A Hotel Transylvania has one, Paranorman has one, and those both look like they have potential. And you know, I think before we go, a wild card. What do you think could be the most surprising film from here?
Wow. I think it can either be Elysium or Pacific Rim, both of them depending on what kind of footage they show and what kind of crowd reaction they get. I mean, both of those films have directors the cult directors that people love. So it'll be interesting to see which one picks up the most positive. Maybe they both pick up positive reviews. I mean, you know, who's to say? But I would probably say those two, especially with that Comic-Con crowd and it's geared towards sci-fi and fanboy material.
Yeah. It's hard looking at this list to say, you know, I think the film that I want to surprise is Oz the Great and Powerful. I'm a fan of Sam Raimi. You know, you're seeing a lot of these sorts of kind of revisiting of classic properties lately, And I mean, this is a Wizard of Oz prequel. You know, I'd like to see Sam Raimi do some really wonderful things with that world, and I'd like that to surprise. And I'd like people to come out of Comic-Con saying, "Wow, that really looks pretty great." You know,
that's exactly what happened with Snow White and the Huntsman last year. They premiered all the poster banners and some footage, and just people just went crazy. And
yeah, people were like, "Oh, wow, this looks pretty cool." Yeah, so yeah. Awesome. Well, Derek and I will be on the ground in San Diego tomorrow, and I'm sure I'm gonna try to hook up with Derek throughout the weekend and get his thoughts on audio, and so this way they're cemented in stone, and we'll go from there. But thank you, Derek.
Thank you.
And we'll see you at Comic-Con. Take care.